thankful that there's a crown awaiting for me too. I wasn't left out. And you haven't been either, one of us that's here today. And I'm so appreciative of that. I feel like we're a blessed people today that the Lord has given all of us another opportunity, has afforded us another opportunity to choose Him. You know, there's been times in our past that maybe we didn't choose Him like we should have chosen Him. But we're all here this morning, which means that the Lord has been merciful to us.
Amen.
And has given all of us the opportunity to decide that we want to choose Him above all else. And I'm interested in doing that today. I'd like to start in the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter and the 12th verse. Hosea 10 and 12 says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till He come and rain righteousness upon you." Do you know what fallow ground is? Fallow ground is underutilized ground. Fallow ground is idle ground. It's yours to do something with. It's your ground, but it's idle. It's not utilized. It hasn't been used to its full potential. And the Scripture here says to sow, to reap, to break up the fallow ground. These are actions for us to engage in. Well, when? When is the time right for us to break up the fallow ground? Now's the time. It is time, the Scripture says, to do that now. Time for what? It's time to take action, to seek the Lord and follow after His way. Well, for how long? Well, the Scripture says, until He come and rain righteousness upon us. This morning I'm thinking of redeeming the time. And that's what I've written on the board, is redeem the time. If you were in a situation where you had to get from point A to point B in your car, and your life depended on it, and you had an unknown amount of fuel in your gas tank, how much running around would you do on your way to point B? Would you take a lot of excursions and trips along the way? If your life depended on it, or somebody else's life depended on it. Say your child was at point B, and you were trying to get there, and their life depended on you getting there. But you didn't know how much fuel you had in your tank, and there was no opportunity to get more fuel on the way. Would you be focused on getting there? Say, you know what? That looks like an interesting place out there. I think we're going to just go see what that's all about. Would you do that? Well, I'm not trying to be over dramatic today, but our lives are at stake. Your life's at stake. Our loved ones' lives are at stake. See? We don't know how much time we have. There isn't an opportunity for me to go and get and just go to the gas station and fuel up with a little more time. Well, it looks like my time's getting a little low. I think I'll go fuel up and get a little bit more. I don't have that luxury. Time is uncertain. And it's unknown. And so, the Scripture says in the 5th chapter of Ephesians, in the 15th verse, it says, "Walk circumspectly," or thoughtfully. Be careful. Walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. In other words, there are unexpected events that happen around us.
Right.
Unexpected, untimely events happen in our lives that we don't have any control of. So the Scripture says, walk circumspectly. Be careful. Be thoughtful about how you're conducting and living your life. Walk as wise, not as fools, but as wise. And redeem the time because the days are evil. These last few months, I've been acquainted and close to some untimely deaths.
And it's had an effect on me. Four individuals were in a bad car accident. That one of them was the nephew of my boss. Young people getting ready to go to school. Coming home one night. Never to see their parents again. Never to get to say, I love you again. Never to say another prayer. Well, three of the four. Three of them passed out into eternity in a fiery accident. Another man, I sat right by him in a meeting. And just a short time later, he had problems with his back. Thought it was he'd over-exercised at the gym that weekend. And 2 days later, out in eternity, never again to face, to have the opportunity to help the neighbor next door that maybe needed a word of encouragement. Maybe he was planning on doing it next week. Never an opportunity to do it again. A man that's walked by my office for the last few months doing some construction in our office area. Just the other week, his wife found shot and dead. Never able to say anything more to her. She never has another opportunity to make any more decisions in life for the Lord. See, time is uncertain. The scripture says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for just a little bit of time. And then it vanishes away. We have such a limited, uncertain amount of time. And it is time that allows us to show our love for Jesus Christ. It's time that allows us to say, Lord, I accept the gift. It's time that allows us to teach our children the difference between right and wrong. It's time that allows us to show the Lord that we choose Him above all else. And we don't know how much time that we have. Does anybody here tonight or this morning think that today's your last day? Anybody here think that today's your last day? I don't think it's mine. And I suspect you don't think that it's yours.
Sure.
But do you know that there's a lot of people today that don't think today's their last day, and yet it will be their last day?
Sure.
Or it will be your last day to reach out to somebody, and that's going to be their last day. And the Lord has given us opportunity to redeem the time. And I wanted to say this at the outset. We heard a really encouraging Sunday school lesson. And I want this message to be encouraging. I don't want this redeem the time message to be where the Lord's walking behind us with the spear in our back saying, go, 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 go. You need to redeem the time. You failed. And I don't want it to be the enemy on the other hand saying, well, you've squandered the time you've had. You don't have opportunity anymore. You've wasted your opportunity for good. You might as well hang it up. No. This is an encouraging message. God has given all of us this morning the opportunity to redeem the time for good. We have a wonderful opportunity today to affect good, to break up some fallow ground, to take advantage of some ground that maybe we haven't cultivated. And maybe it's sitting out there and the Lord saying, hey, I can help you with that. If you'll just take advantage of this time now that I've given you, I'll help you with that. You know, there always seems to be good reasons to delay and defer action.
Sure.
Always good reasons to wait for tomorrow.
That's right.
Always good reasons to decide that, well, maybe today isn't the most convenient time. Right? The scripture says, though, that it's such a time that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. You remember Felix? Felix heard a gospel message from Paul, and it reached his heart. But he looked around at all that he was involved with and what the cost was going to be if he followed after that. And he said, when I have a more convenient season, when it's more convenient for me, then I'll call for you. Do you think that convenient season ever came? Did you know that the enemy never offers you a convenient season to sow in righteousness? The enemy isn't going to provide you a convenient season to go reach out and witness to your neighbor.
That's right.
The enemy isn't going to give you a convenient season to show that you want to live for the Lord in the midst of the battle when the influences are pulling you so far in another direction. And let me say it this way, the world doesn't present us with a society today that helps work things out so that it makes it convenient. The world has a way of crowding out our good intentions. Well, because there's so much to be involved with. Those phones don't get very far away from us. They're always buzzing. We have instant access to all kinds of information. We have people, we're in a 24/7 news cycle. We're in a 24/7 social cycle where you can reach out and talk to whoever, whenever. There's always something that is there to do. There's never a convenient season to slow down and say, Lord, is there some fallow ground here? Is there some ground that's not being utilized that you want me to take advantage of and do something with? The enemy isn't going to provide that for you. The world isn't going to provide that for you. And I want to say this morning, it's high time that we dig deep. It's high time that we dig deep in redeeming the time and laying our lives on a foundation where we can sow in righteousness. The Lord was referring to a wise man in the Bible, and he said, whosoever shall come unto me and hear my words and do them, there were three things. Whosoever come unto me and hear what I have to say and do them, I will tell you whom he is likened. He's likened unto a man that built a house and dig deep and laid his foundation on the rock. And when the storm arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, but he couldn't shake it, for it was founded on a rock. That was in Luke. Matthew's version of it specifically said that's a wise man. There's a wise man that does that. And I notice there's three things that he said a wise man does. He comes to where the Lord is. And then he hears what the Lord has to say. And then he goes and does what it was that he just got finished hearing. And you know, so many times, people don't come to where the Lord is. Are you happy and satisfied with how you're coming to where the Lord is? Do you give the Lord time? Do you redeem the time that you have to come and give the Lord some undistracted time in the Word of the Lord? To hear what He has to say? We heard about coming to church. Do you take time out to come to hear the Word of the Lord? And go to church and be faithful to be there to hear what the Lord has to say? Do you give the Lord quiet time? Turn the radio off. Pull the earbuds out. Click the computer off. Do you give the Lord time? A wise man will come to hear what the Lord has to say because we only have a limited amount of time. We only have so much time and we don't know how much time that is. Redeem the time. Again, we're all here today. So the Lord's given us opportunity. That's wonderful. Regardless of what's happened in the past, we now have opportunity to come to where the Lord is. To listen to what it is He has to say. Lord, I want to hear what You have to say. I want to listen to it. I want to turn these other things off so that I'm not just hearing noise. But Lord, I want to listen to what You're saying. And then by the grace of God, I want to go and I want to do it.
Amen.
See, here's the thing. We don't have the luxury of deciding when the storm comes.
That's true.
It says that the storm came and beat vehemently upon the house. Look, the fact of the matter is, storms are going to come in life. You will face storms if you haven't. You're going to face some big ones.
Yes.
Nobody has a corner on that market. We all face some big storms if you live long enough. storms that will rock your boat that you never thought would happen to you. That is not the time to have lived your life with the time that had been given you and not having redeemed the time in sowing unto yourself righteousness and breaking up the fallow ground. Because when the storms come, you want to have the foundation to be able to withstand those storms. You want to take advantage of those opportunities. The Lord's offering that today. We heard this morning about the enemy, you know, and he's always there chattering. And we let him rent out space in our mind. We like to carve out space and let the Lord and let the enemy come in and rent that space pretty cheaply too. We don't charge him very much rent for a lot of times. Sometimes we don't charge him anything. We just let him talk to us. And the enemy likes to come along and say, yes, good message, preacher, but I've already squandered it. I don't have the opportunity anymore. Window of opportunities passed to redeem the time. I've already blown it. No, you haven't. We're here today. This message is for all of us. This message, the Lord wants us to be encouraged with this, that there is hope, that there is opportunity to redeem the time that the Lord has for us left to make for some things that are good. And the Lord tells us He's good to us in the Scriptures to begin to outline for us how to handle doing good and breaking up the fallow ground when it's not a convenient time. I'd like to read a few of those verses in the book of Ecclesiastes in the 11th chapter. The wise man said, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. That's to all of us. We're going to talk now a little bit about how to redeem the time. How do we redeem the time? Cast your bread upon the waters. If you have something good to offer, that's bread. If you have something that can be helpful to somebody, cast it out on the waters. For thou shalt find it after many days. You cast stuff out in the water. You know what happens a lot of times? What happens when you throw something in the water? Most of the time it disappears eventually. It might float for a while. But you usually lose sight of it. It sinks. You don't know where it went. And a lot of times you go, well, what good was that? It looks like it just disappeared. It was no good. Cast your bread upon the water. Because after a while, after many days, it said. It didn't say after a few days. Sometimes you see things after a few days. But if you'll be willing to redeem the time and just cast what you have for good out on the water, thou shalt find it said, after many days. And then it said, give a portion to seven and also to eight. If you have something to give, give it completely. Seven represents completeness. Completeness plus one. That's what seven and also to eight. There's completeness plus one. Give it out to seven and also to eight. That's how to redeem the time. Never cease to give a smile to somebody that might need a smile.
Amen.
A helping hand. You see somebody that needs help? Be willing to help them. That said, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. The clouds don't fill themselves up with rain. And as they pass over the land, say, look, that looks like that was water just yesterday. That doesn't need to be water. I think I'll just hold my rain. If the clouds are full, they indiscriminately distribute the rain. And a lot of times we like to decide who is worthy of our smile. Who needs a helping hand? We decide they don't need anything. They're okay. I don't need to worry about that. And we begin to make all these kinds of decisions. That's not redeeming the time like God wants us to. He's saying, no, go out. If you have something to give, give a portion to seven. You don't know, and also to eight. You don't know what evil is going to be upon the earth. You don't know what's going to happen today or tomorrow or tonight. This might be your last opportunity to do some good for somebody, to change their lives, to lift them up. The cashier that's having a bad day, that maybe has a bad home life, and they just need somebody to show that they care. You can go through those lines and just another person. Why are they taking so long? That's my struggle. You know, why can't, if I was behind the cash register, I could go faster than that. You know, but they need help, maybe. Maybe they need a smile. Maybe they need a little bit of encouragement. Maybe something more than just, hey, how you doing? But I don't really mean what I'm saying. People need to be connected with somebody who cares. The Lord cares about us. That's why for the joy that we talked about last night. He endured the cross and despised the shame. Why? Because He cares about us. And He wants us to take that beautiful gospel message out into the world and distribute good and redeem the time that we have. Because I don't know. I don't know what my opportunities are going to be to do good. I just don't know. And it's important that I use this limited amount of time for good. It said, and if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place that the tree falls, there it is. Well, listen, a tree grows throughout time, and over the course of time, it starts leading a particular direction. Now, one day it falls. Well, what direction do you think it falls? It falls in the direction that it's leaning. How are you leaning today? How are you leaning in your walk with the Lord? How are you leaning in casting your bread upon the waters? How are you leaning in sowing in righteousness? You know, I'm encouraged and challenged by that. Lord, help me to live my life so that when it gets down to the end of the way for me, that I'm leaning towards good and towards right and trying to endeavor to help other people. Because you see, a lot of times it isn't going to be convenient. Let's just get that out on the table. He that observeth, what does it say? In the mornings, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. There's always a reason where it's not convenient. If you have to have everything just so before you go do what's right, well, as soon as they start acting like this, then I'll do this. Well, they're probably never going to act like that. They might not. As soon as the other people leave the room, then I'll stand up for the Lord in front of this person. Well, they might not all leave the room. Always, many times, there's so many reasons why it's not convenient. This says, if you observe the wind, you're not going to sow, and if you regard the clouds, you're not going to reap. If you take that mindset, you're probably not going to do a whole lot for good. But if you know that and you approach life with that, it can help us with that. As thou knowest not the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. So in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, because you don't know what's going to prosper, either this or that, or whether both of them will be alike good. See, you're not going to understand everything. You don't know how the bones of you grow in the womb of them that's with child. That's kind of beyond us, really. There's lots of things that we don't understand how the Spirit works and deals. And yet, so often, we try to sort everything out in our minds to try to figure out, okay, well, when this is just like that, then I'll do this. No, the Scripture just says, in the morning, sow thy seed. In the evening, withhold not thine hand, because you don't know which one of those might turn out for good. That's redeeming the time. That's doing the work of the Lord. We're not going to always have the opportunity to do
that.
That's
true.
See, that's the thing about redeeming the time. The reason it says redeem the time is because time won't always be there.
That's right.
Well, truly, the light is sweet. Pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. We all like light. We were all this morning able to get out of our houses and go outside and see the light and come here. And we all have this opportunity to live life and see light. And we all like that. But it isn't always going to be that way. It says, but if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for all that cometh their vanity. You're not going to always have the opportunity to see light. You might be confined to a room in your older years. You might not have the opportunity to get out to cast your bread upon the waters. And one of these days, our life is going to pass us. Is it something to dread? No. It's an encouragement to redeem the time that we have today. The Lord's not out there trying to make life miserable for us and poke us and prompt us. And He said, rejoice, O young man of my youth. He wants us to enjoy the life. Rejoice, O young man of my youth. Let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart in the sight of thine eyes. Just remember that for all these things, God's going to bring you into judgment. See, there is a judgment that's going to come. There is an end that's going to come. And so the Lord's encouraging us, redeem the time then. You have the opportunity to do something for good, for yourself and for others. And I don't want to miss out on that. You know, Solomon, if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, it was like Solomon was trying to figure out what life was all about. Right? Was it in wisdom? Is that what it was? It's about learning. If I can just learn a whole lot. But he got to the end of that and decided that the more you knew, the more miserable you were. Sometimes you get to the point, I wish I just didn't know anything. I'd be more at peace. Well, he found that wasn't what life was all about. Well, maybe it's about entertainment. So he gave himself to entertainment. I mean, musicians, he had it all. Nope, that wasn't it. Maybe it's materialism. A lot of the world's going after materialism today. No, it wasn't materialism. He finally got down to the very end. And he said, all right, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. This is the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For He shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That's the conclusion of it all. That's why we need to redeem the time. And I think that a lot of these things that we just went over, a large part of fearing God and keeping His commandments that we just read here, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. What are the two greatest commandments that Jesus said? What was the first one? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And what was the second likened unto it? Love thy neighbor as thyself? Wasn't that what it was? What was the commandment about satisfying the need? Where did Rod Smith come into it? I didn't read that name anywhere. I didn't see me or you. Two greatest commandments. Redeem the time to serve our Heavenly Father and to do what we can to help other people. You might be one of those people that somebody else is trying to serve. Don't you want them to do that? Have you ever needed a smile?
Sure.
Have you ever needed somebody to say, you know, I love you. I genuinely appreciate you. You mean a lot to me. Have you ever needed that?
Sure.
Have you ever had a bad day and you didn't want to talk about it? You didn't. Nobody knew what you were going through. Somebody came along and just said something extra special, modest, and lifted you up. Aren't you glad they did? That's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to redeem the time. It's not that we wasted it. Maybe we have wasted it. But now it's time. We can do something about it.
Amen.
We can redeem the time for good. Sow unto yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Don't you want mercy?
Yes, yes.
Break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. This is our time to serve. This is your turn. You know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, I can still say 50 years ago because I'm not 50 yet. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, I wasn't here. And 100 years ago, no one here was here. It wasn't our time. Other people were here. And 100 years from now and 1,000 years from now, if the Lord spares time, nobody that's in this congregation is going to be here. But today, you're here. You ever thought about that? It's kind of odd to think about that in the time of the world, all that's happened. The majority of the time we weren't here, it didn't need us. But you're needed today. You have a purpose. This is your time. You're in the queue. You can make a difference. I like that story where the man was walking down the beach. There's all those starfish littered, thousands of them, on the sand. And he'd reach down, he'd pick one of them up, and throw it back in the water. Walk a little bit, pick one up, throw it back in the water. And a man met him and said, "What are you doing?" He said, I'm saving some starfish." He said, "You're crazy. You can't make a difference. Look at this." Man quietly bent over, picked the starfish up, threw it in the water. Said it made a difference to that one. You can make a difference today, if you will. If you'll redeem the time, you can make a difference. We have the opportunity this morning to make a difference. And when my time comes to go, when my appointed time comes, I want to be leaning the right way. I want to have given my life and been willing to slow down long enough to dig a little deeper. To not delay and defer action for good. Because I don't know when my time is going to come. And I don't know when your time is going to come. That's not given to me to know. The Lord just said, "Cast your bread upon the water." This is the conclusion. Fear God, keep His commandments. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And if we do that, we can make such a difference in people's lives. We can find hope in our own lives and security. And we can build a house that when the storms come, we have something that'll hold us up. Be encouraged this morning to utilize and take advantage of the opportunity that God's given us to redeem the time. Pray for me. I want to be true. Amen.